Bearded Bowman.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of the Bearded Biomed. Now today, as I had teased in the last episode, I have some very special guests with me. The developers of the Smart Tank, I have with me Daryl and Michael, here to discuss really everything about it. I want y'all to really get to experience, at least through listening about it, and hopefully you'll get to see it showcased if you come to the MD Expo this year. And first off, Daryl, Michael, if you wouldn't mind just introducing yourselves and just give a little bit of your background.
You bet. So this is Daryl. I'm a bioengineer by training, and a little different bioengineer than what you're used to. Where the program I went through was more about developing medical devices than repair and maintaining them. And so I've been developing medical devices for over 20 years now. I've developed quite a few devices related to respiratory therapy, oxygen delivery, blood oxygen analysis, things like that. Got introduced to this market, the medical device testing market, by actually one of my professors who has developed some of the technologies that you probably know and are in the field. We develop medical devices for other companies, and we developed the Smart Tank kind of as our own project. It was kind of a side project for a long time, and now that it's close to being done, it's becoming more of an important part of what we do on a day-to-day basis.
Cool. Well, my name is Michael Polson. A little bit about me. I moved down to Southern Utah about 3 years ago. Ended up moving in a couple doors down from Daryl. We became friends. And for the last 3 or 4 years, I spent my time, started a pharmaceutical company and worked on a reformulated opioid that was less addictive and got it to monkey testing to a certain point. And then we had an unsolicited offer to buy our company out, and we sold it about a year and a half ago. And so that left me with some time. I approached Daryl, and Daryl hired me on to help him with the marketing and the sales aspect of the Smart Tank, and been working with him for a couple months now, and just excited about the prospects of where this might be able to go. So my formal training is on the finance side. Was a financial advisor for 12, 13 years. Sold my practice, moved to Utah about 5 years ago, and then more recently Southern Utah about 3 years ago. And Daryl and I are now good friends and hanging out at the same office. So,
yeah, and I failed to introduce Brent Waite, who's my business partner, and he's the co-founder of our companies. We have a couple different companies. He's actually the brains behind a lot of some of the really cool stuff in the Smart Tank. All of the hardware design, the measurement modalities were kind of under my bucket, but all of the firmware, the way the thing actually operates, is all his brainchild. And so I wish I could have him in here, because a lot of the, I think, features that are really appealing are really, come from that software side.
With good reason, because, obviously Michael reached out to me, see if I wanted to demo the device, if I wanted to take it through the ringer, just see what I thought about it. And for the audience listening, I will have to say that for me, this is a game changer. For me, the Smart Tank is a smart buy. But before we get into just all the things that I think were noteworthy about the device, is first off, why did you create the Smart Tank? What was the need that you saw in the field?
That's a good question. We started by talking to a lot of biomeds and just kind of learning what their life is like and what they're asked to do. And the thing that really was astounding to me is that, biomeds are asked to do an almost impossible task. If your car breaks down, you're going to take it to an auto mechanic, but you don't take if your fridge breaks down, you don't call your auto mechanic, right? And your air conditioner is a different guy. And why? Because auto mechanics know about cars and air conditioner guys know about air conditioners. But now you go to biomeds and you put them all in a hospital and you say, okay, you're a biomed, therefore your job is to fix medical devices. Well, cars are all pretty similar, but medical devices are nothing alike each other. They don't operate on the same science, even most of them. And so biomeds are asked to do an impossible task, and that is understanding literally tens of different technologies, if not hundreds of different technologies, to the point that they can service them, repair them, you know, at very least do preventative maintenance on them. And so that's kind of an impossible task. And on top of that, you know, the hospitals don't look at the biomed departments as profit centers. And so they're usually the last one on the list to get funding. And so we asked ourselves, well, how do we help these guys? And in my mind, you know, if you've got to go service a piece of equipment or a category of equipment or do a PM, and it's something that you haven't interacted with for 6 months, then the first thing you're going to have to do is go and refresh your memory about, how do I test this thing? What does this thing do? Why does it matter? You know, how does it affect the patient? What types of equipment am I supposed to use to test this thing? And so our goal, we just picked a very narrow sliver, which is respiratory gas monitors. So we're talking end-tidal CO2 monitors, which are usually modules now, or anesthetic gas modules that you'll find in an anesthesia machine. And we decided we wanted to build a one device that really gives you everything. It gives you all the measurement modalities you need, but it also solves this problem of, you know, you having to go figure out how to test these things. If you just look among the gas monitors, they're all very different, right? The tools required to test them, the method of testing them are different. And so our goal was to give you one box that you can grab, and it will not only give you all the tools in one place, but it'll also give you the instruction, and it'll help you remember how you're supposed to test that specific module. And that's where a lot of the stuff that Brent did, that pulls in the preloaded test sequences that are specific to your need. They can even be customized to your particular facility and the testing that you want to do, so that you can basically hand this thing to maybe even your least experienced biomed. And as long as he can find the equipment out on the floor, he'll be able to do the PM.
Well, you made a good point in the fact that as biomeds, we have to deal with a ridiculous amount of modalities out in the market. I mean, you have the stuff that's still active from 15, 20 years ago, still in medical facilities. You have current gen stuff, and then you got the newer gen stuff coming out too. And every single process is a little bit different. Everything requires different adapters, different types of gases, different types of PM testing procedures per manufacturer literature. And it can be a little bit, it can be a pain in the butt. The fact that you guys have made this device with the ability to not only make it as easy as possible, but I mean, as biomeds, time is money. We have to justify everything we're doing all the time. Are we bringing value? Are we getting the job done correctly? And also to manufacturer specification. Being able to streamline that process for essentially procedures that were, at the most part, I would believe, being done manually. And when you start getting into manual procedures that are dealing with different types of manufacturers, GE, Philips, they're the two main ones. But when you start getting into all these different modalities, pulling out the literature, making sure you're getting every individual test parameter, sure you're utilizing the correct gas, make sure you got all the different little attachments sometimes, because right, it's all different. And when you guys sent me that demo, what I loved is you had separate little test kits for essentially each type of device. You had built in several different modalities that are generally what I come across within the DFW area. I took it through multiple different devices. I wanted to come into it with the aspect of, can I take this as a technician that doesn't know what they're doing, you know, when it comes to that specific procedure, and go into it without instructions. Now, while you guys do offer videos on how to do certain things and kind of give you an idea of how to utilize the device, I actually went in there without looking at any of that because I wanted to see just how simple it was. And I was pleasantly surprised. Just literally, I set the device down. I went through the settings menu of the particular monitor, which as a biomed, I would hope that you can navigate the settings menus to get to the calibration procedure on the monitor. Hooked up the hoses, all the different attachments, put in the cal gas, and we'll get to that in a minute, what I enjoyed about that as well. Essentially, just follow the instructions on the smart tank. Do this, look for this parameter, And before I knew it, it was over. It was so quick, just streamlined, that it really set my mind that this is a device that people need to pay attention to.
That's great. We're glad you liked it. And we hope that we'll kind of set an example that the rest of the market will follow, where one of the reasons that we built it this way, and by this way, I mean preloaded with test sequences that are exactly what you need. The reason we didn't build it that way is that we talked to a lot of biomeds, and I would see a piece of equipment that I was familiar with, test equipment that I was familiar with, that I knew was capable of calibration. And I would say, oh, I see you have one of those. Do you use the calibration? They're like, oh yeah, it has all these automation features. They're great, but I've never had time to sit down and make a test sequence, and we heard that over and over again, like, oh yeah, it's capable of all this stuff, but I just don't have time to make, to figure it out. And so we knew that part of our model would have to be that we preload the device with everything that the OEM said, every OEM recommended test procedure. And we also have simplified versions of those test procedures, because some of those test procedures are kind of comprehensive and overkill for some of the tests you might be wanting to do if you're just trying to do a quick checkout. And so we do a full OEM, full-blown test sequence, and then we do a simplified test sequence. And then we tell our customers, hey, run through those and skip the steps that you don't like, and then send us the test report. We'll be able to see the steps that you think are superfluous, and we can pull those out. Or if you want to add a test step, like, for example, let's say you're going to test your Philips 3015B modules, right? Real common entitled CO2 module. Well, at the same time, you might also want to calibrate the screen on the monitor, right? And maybe you're going to test your NIVP at the same time. Well, we can just put those things in the test sequence so that even if you're not using the Smart Tank's test modalities to do it, it can navigate you through that test. And the fact that you did that test and the outcome of that test is in the test report. So we tried to make it as unlimited as possible in that way.
Yeah, it's customizable, which is, I don't really know of many test devices out there that we utilize as biomeds that are essentially, customizable to allow us to do different things that we want to do and not have to go through a whole slew of different steps.
Daytrend makes some really good customizable stuff. I understand Pronk's making some really good automation with the new app, and Fluke and their answer system, or their QA1 is what it is now. All of them are coming out with really good stuff. Rigel's coming out with good stuff. But the big difference that what we're trying to do on this one device is give you exactly what you need, so you don't have to sit down and learn an automation language and try to build in a test sequence, because frankly, you don't have time to do that. And so if we can hand you something where right from the second you get it out of the box, you could go run a test. And then if there's something you don't like about the test, we say, let us know, we'll fix it, we'll email you a new test sequence. It's easy to load it on the machine and you're off and running again.
Every test equipment developer has the manufacturer specification in mind, but I like that y'all really considered the biomed aspect of it.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Y'all allow us to have a customizable option if we see something that we want to add to it, because there's different aspects of different monitors and such that might be more important for testing. It really is beneficial too when you get to the reporting aspect of it too, because all this is laid out.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I'll give you an experience that I had many times. I would go in, talk to some guys and say, ask them about gas monitors. How do you test these? And, oh, well, we test them per the OEM recommended test procedure. Okay, do you mind if we watch you do it? So we'd watch them do it. They'd skip sometimes half the steps that we knew were in that set test sequence. I'd say, okay, so, but you skipped all these steps. Why did you skip these steps? They, oh, well, I know that if I do this test, then it covers that, those other three tests, right? Like if it fails this test, it will fail those tests. And, if you want to be really self-righteous, you can say, well, you're supposed to do all those steps. The manufacturer told you, you should do all those steps, but that's just not realistic in some environments, right? And so that's why, there just isn't enough time to do all those. And so that's why the AEM program's out there, right? And that's why a lot of biomeds, they're not doing every single step, but they do know which steps are the real key steps. And so,
yeah, we're familiar with the device. We understand if one particular calibration point is failing, then more than likely the other one's going to fail as well. it's streamlining essentially.
Exactly.
The singular aspect of, you know, not having to go through the automated test sequence, which I did do that on a couple models, but I also did singular tests too, because every now and then biomed's going to get called out, hey, our gas monitor or what have you is not operating functionally. It's doing this or it's not doing that. Instead of going through an entire test sequence, you can test exactly for the issue that is being brought to, you know, brought to light. I wanted to ask you, just for the listeners to know, like, what are some of the singular test points, for instance, that are available on the unit?
Good question. They actually come in two varieties. So when you pull up the main screen, you'll see that there are single tests and then there are modes, right? So the modes are like dumb test tools, right? So if you go in there, you'll see barometer. You open that up, it's a barometer. It doesn't run through a sequence. It just measures pressure and displays pressure. It has some cool features, like it can graph it and it can show it as a dial. You can scale the display to show you a particular range of pressure. So it's more sophisticated than a barometer, obviously, because, or I'm sorry, a barometer or a manometer, manometer mode as well, right? Which is basically just electronic pressure meter. So those are just test tools, right? But then we also have individual tests, which basically include any of the individual tests that the device, like canned test routines that the device is capable of. You can just go run any one of those individually. So that might be like a leak down test or a flow measurement test, which includes a type of leak test that we actually patented. There is a regulated pressure source, manometer mode. Oh, there's a flow meter mode where you just use it as a simple flow meter. You know, it only uses the range of flow measurement that the device is capable of. And the Smart Tank's flow meter is a very, very low flow. Its maximum flow measurement is 250 milliliters a minute, right? A quarter of a liter a minute. And so it's really only for really low flow, which is what you need for testing gas monitors. There are a few other devices out there that you might need to make that small of a measurement.
The device can even do simulated patient breath too.
Yeah, simulated patient breath. And that's one that, you know, most manufacturers don't call for a breath as part of their PM. There are actually a few that tell you to just breathe into it just so that you can see that trace on the gas monitor is going up and down and you see a believable looking end tidal CO2 or a capnogram. With the Smart Tank, we're hoping that some of the manufacturers, instead of doing these, with the tools we've provided in the Smart Tank, the OEMs could make a much faster PM. They could essentially run our patented flow and leak method that measures the sample flow rate and actually has a method to directly measure any internal leaks in the device, and then run a breath simulation. And the breath simulation, because it isn't just you breathing into it, we can actually tell you exactly what end tidal CO2 you should be seeing on the monitor. So the value of that is you don't have to go into calibration mode, right? If you're not needing to actually calibrate the device, if you just need to check its accuracy, you can just simulate breath, measure the sample flow rate, check if it's a leak. And that's just like a 2-minute test that you could run through on every machine. If you are on your annual PM, you got to calibrate it anyway. So at that point, you may as well go into service menu and do your calibration.
Right. Yeah. For the calibrations, it makes sense having the sequence. But like I said, that's what I loved about it is the fact you get a service call out on something or do a repair or check a, you know, accuracy of something. We can just use that singular point to do that. You guys have done something different when it comes to calibration gas. When it comes to calibration gas, there's all different sizes. There's all different types. They're all different price points. And it just makes it a little bit more difficult. I would love for you guys to just go into your thought process and what actually you guys have done. You know, I'll let y'all take the floor with what's so special about what y'all are doing with your cal gas for this unit.
Sure. We supply the calibration gas for use with the Smart Tank, and the manufacturers of that calibration gas are some of the same manufacturers that make calibration gas for the OEMs, right? So it's the same high quality calibration gas, manufacturing quality standards. But the nice thing is, if you adopt the Smart Tank, then, you know, most facilities will have maybe 2 to 4 calibration gas mixtures that they need, you know, because they probably only have between 2 and maybe 6 different types, you know, models of their, yeah, in their system. And so they get those calibration gases. And the nice thing is that they all come from the same location, you know, exactly where to order them. And We have a guarantee that we'll meet or beat prices of any of the other suppliers. And then the nice thing is we provide our gas cylinders with an RFID tag on the top of it. So there's a little plastic flag that pops over the top of the bottle. And when you screw it into the smart tank reads it and it knows the calibration gas mixture, whether that gas is expired. Then most importantly, when you actually go to run a sequence, it checks to make sure you've got the right gas in there. Right. And so,
and it does all this automatically without you having to put in anything.
Right. You don't have to enter anything. It's all on the RFID tag that's on the bottle. And then it also uses that to pull all that information into the test report. So your test report shows that you had the right calibration gas. It wasn't expired. It just makes your life easier. And then when it comes time to order the gas you need, you just have one location to go get it rather than this OEM and that OEM and the other OEM.
And it's the same location that you're also going to be getting your sequence testing downloads for if you get a new modality or a different test sequence that you need. What's the process, by the way, to, you know, for biomeds that have the smart tank? We need this particular manufacturer instruction for calibrating this device. How would they go about doing that?
So we plan to continue to grow our database of test sequences, right? And we eventually want it to have all of them that are really available. And so when you get your device, it should have what you need on there. In the process of us talking to you, if you're interested in buying one, we'll make sure that we have the test sequence you need. If we haven't developed the test sequence you need, let's say a new gas monitor comes out that we haven't seen before, then we will create a new test sequence and we'll provide it in the device. Now, let's say that you already have a device and your facility, let's say a new gas monitor manufacturer comes on the scene and they're great and everybody loves them. And so your hospital buys 600 of them or however, you know, and now all of a sudden you have to test them. So we would have you contact us. If we don't already have it, we'll create that test sequence and we'll email it to you. Okay. And now to get it on your machine is very easy. You plug into the smart tank, has a USB port on it. So you just plug a cable into the smart tank, plug it into your phone or into your computer. Your phone or your computer recognizes a smart tank, not as some piece of test equipment, but as just a simple mass storage device, okay? The reason we did that is we talked to a lot of biomeds and they hated that they had to maintain, you know, a custom piece of software for every piece of test equipment they had. And then all of a sudden it's no longer Windows 98, it's now Windows 2027 or whatever, you know? And so software doesn't work anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, there's plenty of test equipment out there that do that, and it's frustrating.
Yeah, yeah. We wanted to make sure. So that was a very clear message as we talked to biomeds that they did not want to have a piece of software to deal with, to use this device. And so when you plug in, it shows up as a mass storage device. If you open that mass storage device, you'll see a bunch of folders in there. One folder is called reports. It has every report in there you've ever made. You can pull them off of there, just cut and paste them out of there. You can delete them. You can throw files in there. You could put pictures of your family on there if you feel like it, right? And it would store it. It's just a mass storage device.
And what's the storage capability, by the way?
It's small. I don't remember off the top of my head. It actually has a little SD card in there. And so we could potentially.
Okay. So it's expandable possibly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite a bit. It's far as just putting test sequences, reports on there, you're never going to run out of space, right? So yeah, there is a folder in there that I believe it's called sequences or all tests or something like that. You go in there, you drop the test sequence in there, and you're done. Next time you boot up your smart tank or you exit out of the USB mode, that will be in there and you're ready to run it. When we do firmware updates to the smart tank, it works the same way. You just drop, like we email it to you. Let's say we found a bug. Let's say you discovered a firmware bug. It's doing something that you don't like. You let us know. Oh, yep, you're sure enough. We fix it. We email you new firmware. You just plug into your USB. You drop that file on there, and then you reboot the smart tank. And the smart tank says, I've got a new firmware. Do you want me to install it? You say yes, and it installs it, and you're off and going. And so that allows us to do in-field updates, which obviously we hope our customers will never have to do that, right? Because we hope our firmware and software or firmware is bug-free. And when the device comes in for calibration, we would obviously update do any firmware updates it needs.
Right. I mean, this isn't a device that's just now coming out. I mean, y'all have been working on this. Y'all have put blood, sweat, tears into this to really get it ready for market.
Yeah, we've done quite a bit of beta testing.
y'all sent me an older unit and I didn't come across any bugs, and y'all are already, what, 3-4 revisions ahead of the one that y'all sent me.
Some of the development of this was under a grant from the National Institute of Health. And so that actually allowed us to get out and do a lot of beta testing, because that's what the grant was around, was doing beta testing of the device. And that's given us a lot of good experience. And, you know, so we're hoping that it's ready for prime time and not full of bugs and issues, right? So far, everyone's been happy with it.
And y'all do offer a 4-year limited warranty, but what is the process for actually sending in the unit for calibration? Because I assume that it just needs to go to Smart Tank to be calibrated.
Yeah, it does. And I wish that we could let it be infield calibrated, but the flow meter on it is such a tiny flow, and the way that it's calibrated is automated, right? So we have this automated system that we put the Smart Tank on. We hook up tubes and wires and plugs. You know, we take the lid off and we plug onto the circuit board. And then we have a computer automated system that talks to the Smart Tank and runs it through a bunch of steps. The operator does a few steps along the way, but it's mostly automated, and it calibrates at multiple points, right? It's not just calibrating at one or two points like a lot of calibrations are. And the reason for that is that measuring flows that small is tricky. So it does have to come back to us. And the process is you ship it to us and we turn it around. Because it's an automated process, we expect we'll be able to turn it around within 48 hours. That's kind of our guarantee.
Okay, that's actually relatively quick. Yeah. There's test equipment you'll send in and you won't get it back for weeks sometimes. And, you know, it's something vital.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that y'all had that actually automated.
Yeah, we heard that. That was some of the feedback we got, you know, as we asked, hey, what are your pain points with equipment? And one of them was, well, we got to ship it and then we got to wait forever to get it back. And so that's why we automated our calibration process, to A, to make sure it's consistent, and B, to make sure we can turn those around quick and get them right back in the mail. So you're really only waiting for shipping time. And then I think, like I said, I think we guarantee 48 hour turnaround, but most of the time it's same day, right?
I mean, obviously y'all are facilitating a piece of equipment for the biomed in the field or in the hospital working with it. But this is also a good thing to caveat for the biomed manager as well, because that's another side of it, is the test equipment management aspect of it. Taking account all the different costs of making sure your equipment is calibrated, up to date, meets regulatory requirements, with a lot of the field moving towards like ISO, this is where you want to have all your ducks in a row. So the fact that we can get it back, get it to standard again, if it goes out of calibration or what have you, it sounds like you already have a sound system in place for, you know, getting these turned out and back to the end user.
That same thinking that you mentioned about biomed managers, they're thinking about risk, liability. Clinical engineers are thinking about, how do I ensure patient safety and how do I do it fast enough to keep up with my workload? Your managers are thinking the same thing, but they're also thinking about, hey, what if I, how do I make sure I don't get involved in a lawsuit? When somebody gets hurt, everyone and their dog gets pulled into the lawsuit. And then they go down the line and everybody gets pulled in and questioned. And did you do your part of the job? The biomed manager wants to make sure that if an accident happens and they were on a gas monitor, they want to be able to make sure that they have evidence that that thing had been serviced as it should be serviced. And
which is where the reports that are automatically downloadable from the device.
Yeah, because you don't have time to go write reports. And that's where CMMS systems really help the biomed department or biomed industry, where you can kind of build that reporting into it. But this makes it just a step easier, where as long as you've actually run through the sequence, you have a report, you can pull it out and show that you've done everything that you'd planned to do, and that it was done on time, and that it was done with the right gas and a calibrated tool, and you're out of that lawsuit. You're not on the hit list anymore. So
yeah, with this device, you're really setting up any size biomed shop for success, whether it's a self-owned biomed with maybe one or two technicians, or an 8-10 team at flagship hospital, or an ISO field service company like the one I'm a part of. We utilize Nivola as our CMMS system, and they have the work checklists that are associated directly from the manufacturer literature. But we could even go a step further and take your Smart Tank report and directly attach that report to the CMMS work order. And it's just, it's covering all the bells and whistles that could possibly be picked on by any kind of regulator.
And if you have a system in place that works for you, let's say that a CMS just requires you to go run the PM and then check off that you did it. That's fine. If that's all that you're, if that's all that's required, then do that. But then if you were ever questioned, those reports are still sitting in your smart tank, right? You can go back 3 years and find a report, you know, say, hey, yeah, this, I've got a report right here that shows that I, you know, I didn't just check the box. I actually have evidence that I tested it. So even for those people that aren't required to maintain reports and collect data during their PMs, it's still nice to have it there. And it can be helpful if you are trying to troubleshoot a piece of equipment. You test it now and you're like, well, I wonder how this thing was performing 6 months ago, last time I tested. You go pull up that report and compare them and say, oh yeah, it was actually starting to sag a little bit. Performance was starting to drift a little before, even back then. And now I see that it's the sample pump, it was weak back then just a little bit, but still passed, and now it's failing. So, you know, that kind of confirms what's wrong. And
so what is the smart tank pricing?
We're coming out with a list price of $69.50. We've had a lot of feedback with people saying, you know, if you could be under that $5,000 price tag, then that would let me, I can do this on capital expense. And, you know, we're hoping to maybe get there someday, but initially our list price, that would take a lot of cost out to get to there. There's a lot of hardware in there. Basically, there's a barometer in there. There's a flow meter in there. And it's kind of, it's a sophisticated flow meter.
Yeah, it's got multiple different, you know, attributes to it that basically, like I said, make the one-stop shop. And then everything is automated too. So it's taking a lot of the procedures and steps out of. You're essentially paying for a streamlined device with also RFID tagged calibration gas. There's a lot of development and everything that goes into it. And I think people in general just don't really, I mean, for anything that's really created in the US, people don't really take into account all the amount of work, all the R&D, the time and materials, the labor. I mean, everything that goes into developing something like this. I mean, that's a part of it.
It's expensive and time consuming. And if you go gather up a regulator for your calibration gas and a barometer and a flow meter that's actually capable of accurately measuring down in the 30 milliliter a minute range, a manometer and maybe even a leak tester can be manual or more sophisticated. You put all that stuff together and it's that stuff together is going to be as expensive as the smart tank. And so I think we feel like the price point's pretty reasonable, especially when you look at, you know, vent testers or flow analyzers and things. A lot of those are well above that price point.
Well, I look at it too, as you're not just buying the device, you're also buying the aspect of support with the device as well. Because like you said, the reporting, firmware updates, if need be, adding test sequences to the device if needed and making them customizable to user specification is also included in this. All the general adapter kits for whatever manufacturer specification might have. The unit is portable and it runs off a battery. And not to mention, it comes with a proprietary gas that allows you to automatically recognize which gas is being used in and let you know if it's accommodatable to that type of modality as well. So there's a lot of that goes into this.
Another kind of cost-saving feature of the smart tank, I don't think I mentioned it yet on this, is that, you know, if you take a bottle of calibration gas, if it's an anesthetic bottle, those are pretty expensive from the OEMs. They can be upwards of a couple hundred dollars. And so it's expensive stuff. And you put just a fixed flow regulator on it, and that's bleeding, can bleed 200 milliliters a minute. And you use that to test your device. Well, your device may only be drawing 50 milliliters a minute, right? So you have 150 milliliters a minute of test gas that's just venting off into space. The smart tank actually measures when you're actually doing calibration, when you're actually feeding calibration gas, hooked right to the port. And that port goes through the flow meter. And so the flow meter actually measures exactly what the gas monitor is drawing, and it feeds just exactly that much gas plus a little bit. And so that little bit actually vents out through a side port that's opened when you're in that mode. And that way you make sure that it's always at, you're never pressurizing the gas monitor or creating a vacuum. It's always exactly at room pressure, but you're also not venting a bunch of extra gas. And so it controls. The other thing it does is if you forget, you know, let's say you start the calibration gas going, and then your coworker comes and starts talking to you and you forget that it's running. Instead of it just running your CalGas bottle empty, it actually times out and shuts itself off if you don't progress through the screens.
So basically what you're saying is you're not wasting excess gas and you're not going to go through as many CalGas bottles as you would through another device, because this one is managing and monitoring how much it actually needs, and it's only going to one port since it's directly into it.
That's right. Yeah. And it just, you know, that's just one other source of cost savings that you get.
It sounds like there's a lot of benefits here. So obviously, Michael, you reached out to me because I'm going to be at the expo. You'd obviously heard about the show and you guys are going to be at the expo. And before I let you guys go today, I'd love to just talk about, if people are going to be at the MD Expo this year, what can they expect from you at your booth?
It's a good question. We're going to be at the MD Expo this year, April 11th through the 13th. So it's coming up fast. We actually are going to be sharing a booth with SIBA, Southeastern Biomedical Association. So you'll be able to see us there. I'll be there. Darryl will be there. We'll have several smart tanks available to play with and take a look at. We're going to be hosting a raffle if anyone's interested in winning some cool prizes. We're also going to be doing a live demo on the 12th. We'll be having a 60-minute demo where we're going to be doing a presentation. Darryl and I will both be there talking about the smart tank, answering questions, and just kind of letting people know, specifically the biomed, that this is available. It is for sale now. We are actively soliciting this, trying to get orders on this. So we'd love to be able to answer questions and to be able to be right there and show you what the smart tank's all about.
So if they actually, let's say someone listens to this episode and they want to go buy one, where can they go to purchase one of these?
Yeah, that's a great question. The easiest way is info@smarttanktester.com, or you can call us directly, 435-254-3010. Or you can visit us on our website at www.smarttanktester.com. We are actively advertising in Tech Nation as well. You can find us there. There's a few ways to get in touch with us, and we'd love to be able to talk more with you.
So obviously, if you were not going to be there, I hope you all at least go to the website, check it out. If you're going to be at the expo, please come visit them, check them out. I assure you, you will be very impressed.
The website has quite a few videos as well. It has kind of a promotional video that just shows you what it's about. And then it also has, we're starting to upload videos that are specific demos of specific gas monitors. Like I think we have a few of the GE gas module videos up, and we're going to be adding those for every device that we have and that we can get our hands on. So that if you, let's say your facility has a Philips 3015Bs and also has, let's say, Philips low flows on your defibrillators, for example. We're hoping once we get that all populated, you'll be able to go there and actually watch step by step of how to run through the test, so that it'd make it that much easier. And for those of you out there maybe that aren't aware of how end-tidal CO2 has been proliferating, because of some AHA guidelines that actually started back in 2010, and a few other recommendations that have happened since then, because they've started to realize how valuable end-tidal CO2 is as a early sign of respiratory problems. So they're starting to put them on everything. You'll find them on ventilators. They've been on defibrillators for a long time. You know, like the Alaris infusion pump stands, they have a end-tidal CO2 module, and they're getting to be everywhere. And what that means to biomed is, now I got 500 of these in my facility I have to deal with. I think as end-tidal CO2 continues to boom, as it has been for honestly the last 10 years, basically the options are you either have to kind of ignore them and not test them very well because it's just unreasonable, or you need some help with some automation. And so we're hoping to provide that help with the automation so that you can get out there and do a proper test on all your equipment.
Testing it and make sure that's operating to full capability is ultimately what we want. The answer isn't doing minimally. We want to do everything we can to ensure that patient care, patient safety is optimized as much as possible. So the fact that y'all are automating that is only giving us another tool in our tool bag to do our jobs the way we need to do. I want to thank you guys for being on today. I really appreciate y'all letting me demo the machine. I had a lot of fun with it. And also, I just like the aspect of knowing what this could bring to the field and help my fellow biomed colleagues performing their job to the best of their abilities. I wish you guys all the success, and I am already on board with the Smart Tank. I know you're going to do great things, and hopefully everybody listens to this and goes online and sees all the demos and everything and comes checks you out at the MD Expo and just really gets an understanding of what this is bringing to the table, what it's bringing to the market, and how it's going to change it positively.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you giving us the time.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys listening. If you have any questions, comments, concerns about the show, please feel free to reach out to Darrell Michael through Smart Tank. And obviously you can reach out to the show directly, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, even on TikTok. As always, thank you for listening, and may the beard be with you.
Bearded. Biomed.